Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be sure with the banks. How? We fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
That poor man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Cliff Inico back on the show. Cliff is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, looks like we're pretty close to our 11th anniversary here of Cliff's membership in our Brain Trust. He's an attorney. You can tell that because he can't wait for me to. He keeps having to object or interrupt or something. Cliff is the author of a number of books, including the eBay Business Answer Book, Crowdfunding Handbook, is another one of his books, and many others that he's written over the years. He's a syndicated columnist that you see his excellent columns all the time, and a very smart guy. And he's our good friend Cliff. Now you can talk.
Okay. How you doing, Jim?
I'm all right. Welcome back.
Hey, you too, buddy. You too.
Hey, one of the things that I want you to give us a report on, we talked about this with an online expert yesterday, but I want you to give us a little bit of the legal aspect of the GDPR, the General Data Protection Regulation, GDPR, folks. This is coming out of Europe. Now, my audience, Cliff, knows a little bit about this because I've been warning them about this for a couple of years. Some of my global internet policy, online policy experts, Steve Del Bianco specifically, has been keeping us up to date. He warned us about this coming when it was just a gleam. It was a gleam in the EU's eye. And now it's coming to pass this week, basically. And remind the audience what it is and tell us about the legal ramifications.
Okay. First of all, the GDPR is a new European regulation. It goes into effect on May 25th of 2018. And basically what it does, it is designed to provide a greater degree of protection for personal data for European residents than is currently available anywhere in the world. Most countries, including the U.S., have taken a very laissez-faire approach to privacy. They deal with it on a case-by-case basis. This is a comprehensive regulation that does
not apply.
It's
because Americans are laissez-faire about this.
Well, right, exactly. I mean, we have taken, back in the 90s, we passed a series of laws that basically took a hands-off approach to internet regulation. And this is one of several things going on, and I've written about this now, where the world is starting to change now. The internet is 25 years old, and it's starting to act like a 25-year-old kid. You know, starting to do some things that maybe aren't so great, and now there's a greater call to regulate, you know, around the edges. But the GDPR is a big deal. If you are doing business in Europe, if you are not doing business in Europe, but you get possession of and you deal with data of individual residents of the EU, you know, people who are living in the EU,
consumers.
There are a lot of things you have to do to protect their privacy that you did not have to do before.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't protect it, if you get upside down with them, they will fine you into the ground.
They're absolutely right. I mean, the fines under this are
which
incredible.
Brings me to, which brings me to my point. How can they do
right.
that? How can a regulator in Brussels reach across the ocean and slap somebody down in Kansas?
Well, you know, again, they if you have no dealings with Europe whatsoever, you know.
But I have a newsletter. You have subscribers. To your
right.
People who follow your column, I have a newsletter I've been publishing for almost 20 years. So I don't know where my
right.
subscribers are.
Right, and that's true. And those people subscribe voluntarily.
Right,
you know, they opt into the thing.
But that's not good enough for
places.
The GDPR, though.
Well, it can be. It can be. Here's what I'm telling people right now, Jim. I mean, right now you have to look at exactly when do you get contact. When do you get individual personal data of individuals? This is a consumer protection law. We're not worried about businesses over there. We're worried about individuals. When do you get individual customer data you know, from customers who are resident in the UK. UK or anywhere in Europe. The UK is still part of the European Union until March of next year, until Brexit takes effect. So even if it's just UK people, you got to worry about this. But here's the thing, Jim. This is what I'm telling my clients right now. Take a look at, you know, when do you get, what kind of information do you get, and how do you get it, and how do you use it? Because with a few simple changes, for most of your listeners, I have to believe, I don't think many of your listeners have a very broad exposure to Europe, to European.
Probably
business.
Not, but I mean, they do sell some things. But here's my question. How are they going to reach across and get us?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. What they'll do is they'll bring, you know, actions in the U.S. They'll try to bring actions in the U.S.
Do they have standing in a U.S. court with this?
The answer is, I mean, if they can allege a harm to European residents, and especially if they can, I mean,
I don't think this is going to be a big deal for local, for U.S. small businesses. Quick break, right back with Cliff Finico. Stay with us.
And I'll be at your side forever.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked to the performance of your people. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every team wants to operate at peak performance, and now you can with the proven workforce optimization solution from Insperity. This powerful combination of HR and business solutions is the most comprehensive business performance offering in the marketplace, delivering administrative relief, better benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. And since your business is like no other, this solution is customized to fit your unique company needs. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened before in the history of the marketplace. Hi, this is Jim Blassingame, and I want to tell you about a new age that's emerging right now, the age of the customer. Until recently, you've run your business with 10,000-year-old age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But the original age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that are conveying control from your business to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem, but it's probably that you're going to market with age of the seller practices when your customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make the transition from old practices to new ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blassingame. Thanks for listening.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blassingame. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And for the time being, the best place to find my new book, The Third Ingredient, is Amazon. Cliff Finico is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. And Cliff, thanks again for 11 great years. He's the author of a bunch of books, including the crowdfunding handbook, which is outstanding. That's his, one of his new ones. And Cliff, thanks again. He's an attorney, by the way, folks, by practice and by education. And his writings are leaning in that direction. We're talking about the GDPR just for another minute or so, though. The General Data Protection regulations out of Europe, GDPR, and this is about their privacy policies. So quickly, Cliff, how could somebody in America stay out of trouble?
Okay. Here's the big thing, first of all. If your contacts with Europe are only minimal, I don't really think that you're going to have a lot to worry about for at least the foreseeable future. These guys are going after the Googles and
right,
the Facebooks
Amazons.
Of the world who have access to millions of people's data in Europe, and then God knows what they do with it. You know, you're not in that category. The best thing you can do is, you know, first of all, notify your European customers. Have your attorney put together a little email to them saying, look, here's right now, we only get your data only occasionally. We don't sell it. We don't transfer it to anybody else. We don't do anything with it. In fact, if you can say this, I have a lot of clients who are small software developers. Every once in a while, they have to service a European customer, and they'll see screenshots of stuff,
right,
but they delete them immediately thereafter. Tell people exactly what you do and let them know there's no problem here. There's nothing
right
to see here.
Mm-hmm.
We're not doing the kinds of stuff that Google and Facebook are doing. And then if you can get away with this, if you have any kind of a contract with them, there's probably a little clause in there that says that they will indemnify you for anything that they do that
that's
may be
what
illegal.
You want. Yeah.
Remind them of that provision and say, you know, we intend that that's going to apply to GDPR. If you
right
do anything to mess with your customers' data and we get caught up with that, you're the one who's going to pay all the legal bills, not us.
Right, exactly.
That's what you
so
want.
So be sure to
that
check that out, folks. So now you are warned. You're appropriately warned about GDPR. Let's move on and talk about something else, Cliff. As you know, I'm very much concerned, and I know you are too, about the transition that is being made, whether we like it or not. It's being, you know, we're making it hell-bent for light speed right now, the transition from the analog age to the digital age. And
right,
and we're adopting technology, we're adapting to it. Humans are doing just fine, and we have been now for some time, for 60, 70 years. We've been doing this and extremely fast for the last 25 years or so, especially since the internet. But if as well as we're adapting, I think a lot of people are confused about why are we so anxious about technology. And I think it's because we haven't figured out how to transition our analog ethics into a digital landscape. What do you think?
Well, your book makes a very good point about this. We have to redefine what trust means in the internet age. We absolutely do. I mean, you saw it with this recent Facebook debacle right now. You know,
right,
we don't know what they do with our data. All commerce is based ultimately on trust. I think you make that point very effectively. And that trust has broken down a little bit now because we don't understand what trust means in the digital age. And we do have to think about digital ways of enforcing trust.
I think if I could parse you just a little bit, I think we know what trust should look like. We haven't figured out how to make it look like that, moving at 3 gigahertz, a speed of 3 gigahertz.
I think that's correct. Hey, look, you're talking to a guy who still drives a 1995 Camry and has Windows 8 on all his computers.
And a flip phone.
I am not I am not an early adopter. I am not. I'm the guy bringing up the rear with the broom. You know, that's
right,
me. I'm the guy who follows the parade with the broom.
But do you agree that that's where our anxiety is and that people haven't realized what they're wondering, why am I so anxious about this? And it's because they don't realize that we're missing a key element that we take for granted in the analog age. Cliff, we take for granted ethics in our analog life. We take that for granted,
right,
because we've been doing it for 10,000 years.
That's right, and we know how to do it. But just to jump to the chase on this, Jim, I think it's very important. We have to learn. What did Ronald Reagan say? Trust but verify.
Right.
When a new technology comes out, you do have a little bit of a duty to learn about it, learn how it works. Don't accept all the hype. You know, there's a lot of woo-hoo books coming out right now about blockchain and social media. You know yourself, you go to a conference, and there's this guy that I call him the social media nut job. He gets up there on stage, and all he does is he screams bloody murder. You know, you got to be on social media, you got to be on Facebook, you got to be on Instagram, you got to be on Pinterest. Well, we're starting to learn now, hey, you know, there's downsides to this. You know, you do all this stuff, and all of a sudden comes up that bites you in the rear end. The questions that everybody has to ask of any new technology, Jim, are how can it be hacked? How can it be gamed?
Those and are the two and one I thing, another ask. Thing, Cliff, which I want to talk about when we come back. What part are we complicit in this? Because see, you mentioned the whole Facebook thing. I maintain that the real perpetrators of that whole event wasn't Facebook, wasn't the professor who invented the app, it wasn't Cambridge Analytica. The real culprit were the people who, knowing that the professor was going to take their information, downloaded his app anyway. They're the people who really breached everything. And I want your thoughts on that when we come back. And we're going to talk about what could be a solution. What could be, when he mentioned blockchain, could that be a solution? Could we put trust on that kind of technology and make it work in the digital age? Tintel, right back with Cliff Inico. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.